Okay, today is Daf Chaf Ches. We're on Chaf Zayin Amid Beis. We're up to two lines before the Mishnah, where it said, "My lo moel v'lo kiper." What did that mean when it said that you're not moel and you don't get a kapara either? So Tirgamo Rav Shmuel Bar Shimi Kabeder of Papa Hachikam. Here's what that meant. Kiven de lo mati moel, you can't be moel You can't be moel on a live animal. You can't do me'ila on a live animal. Can't do me'ila on a live animal. Yeah. Because a live animal that has no mum can't become kodesh. So it's a complicated thing about me'ila.
Has no mum, can't become chol.
So for some reason, you cannot do me'ila on it. Why exactly is that true? We'll learn that in the next Masechta. Kippur inayim lo mechaper. You're not going to get a kapari either. Right? In other words, if you bring this for the wrong sin, We're talking about you ate dam and you bring this animal for, so no me'ila, because a live animal can't, you're not over me'ila for that, but you don't get a kapari either. Ha'avakach, since that's true, lo matzi mishani, you can't switch. Avol maos, but money, kivan de'i mishani mile, if you switch, you're supposed to spend money on this carbon, and instead you go buy a coffee, that's me'ila. You were over me'ila, you spent the money on the wrong thing. Therefore, carbon, ma'isi, carbon me'ila, and you can bring carbon me'ila, say, hey, well, maybe, betchilan, I'm ma'isi, then I can take my father's money. After all, I could check, kamash money, can't do that.
So if you have an ox that you've committed as a carbon, but you then work it, and you get hamal from it, is that not...
It's a big question. We'll get to, I don't fully understand that. We'll do it in me'ila. We're going to, okay? Okay. Next. Mevi'in, mehektish, kivsa, se'ira. So you designated, you have to bring a chatas, right? And a chatas is either a goat or a keves, or a sheep or a goat. And you set aside money, you think you're going to buy the goat. But you ended up buying a sheep. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. That's interchangeable. Mehektish, se'ira, kispa. Say all the way around, same story. Umehektish, kivsa, usi'ira, taru b'nayona. You put aside money for a goat or a sheep, you can buy birds. Umehektish, taru b'nayona, asiris eifa. And then you can buy also flour. Ketzad, how does that work? Hifrish, lekisva, usi'ira. If you set aside money for a sheep or a goat, hani, you become poor. Yavi oaf, instead of buying oaf. Heavy, hani, you got to be more poor. Yavi, asiris eifa. You can bring that asiris eifa, flour. Hifrish, asiris eifa, hashir. You're a very poor man. You set aside money for a series of Eifa, and then you win the lottery, before you had a chance to do anything, all of a sudden that day you win the lottery, then Yavi Oaf, bring a bird, Hashir, you become even more rich, Yavi Kisva Seira, then you buy even a bigger animal, you buy the goat or a sheep. Manahani Mili, how do we know all this? The Tanna
Rab... Isn't that a practice?
We know that, but how, was never taught before, this is where it is. But maybe it comes up in other Mishnayos, but we... So Munahani Mili, how do you know all this? Tana Rabbanan. Mechatoso, mechatoso, al chatoso. It says three times, mechatoso, mechatoso, al chatoso. Ma Talmud Lomar. I didn't skip a thing, I read the whole Mishnah. Munahani Mili, Tana Rabbanan. Mechatoso, mechatoso, al chatoso. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does it say that? Munayin ata Omer, Shemevin mehektish kifsif se'ira, u mehektish se'ira kispa. How do we know if I donated money, I bring a goat or a sheep or a goat makes no difference? Or mehektish kispus ira tomu b'neyona. Or if I got poor, I could switch the money and buy birds. Or mehektish tomu b'neyona asiris eifa. And if I got even more poor, I could buy asiris eifa. Ketzad, how does it all work? This is easy, Gemara, now, till the end of the page, very easy. Hifrish lekispus ira v'heni. You set aside money for a sheep or goat, you got poor. You have your oaf, bring a bird. Heni, you got even more poor. You have your asiris eifa, bring flour. I think it goes to extra money.
No.
Cost $100 for a sheep and $50 for a bird. So I said I had $100, yeah. Then I got poor.
What happened to that $100?
I'm wiped out now. So that's $100. It's not much for my food. So the answer is you got poor. So you could spend now.
But the money's yes.
I know. No, that's not true. That's not true. Then you got poor. You could take some of that money, go buy food, go buy shoes, and with the rest of the money, you're going to buy a bird. Hifrish has Asiris Eifa, and the other way around. You set aside money for flour. Then, Vahashir, then you got rich. Yavi Oaf, get a bird. Hashir got even more rich. Yavi Kispus Ira. Hifrish Kispus Ira, v'nistavu, and then what happened to stavu? Then they got a mum, right? So now you have to redeem them and buy another one, and now you got poor. So im ratzi yavi behem yavi b'dana ha'of. You can buy now an oaf. Here for his oaf, he set aside a bird for his stove and it got poor. Lo yavi b'damo siris ha'efa. You cannot use that money and buy a siris ha'efa. She'ain a'of pidyon. There's no pidyon by a bird. Lochein, nemar mechatoso, al chatoso. That's why it says al chatoso, that even though there's no pidyon by a bird, there's no such thing. Wait for the bird to get a mum, there's no such thing. So you don't do that. So there's no such thing as pidyon by a bird. It says al chatoso, that you can't use the bird now, got a mum. You can spend the money and get either richer or poorer. The itzrach lemichtav mechatoso gabe kisru seira, vitzrach lemichtav gabe of. Had to say it by both. The kasev gabe kra, the kasev kra gabe kiv hakeved hikdish kivsa seira. Have me the hifresh kivsa ki maani mehalein mos necholin ala of. Deny the of. I would think that only if the case was an animal, and you got too poor. So now I could switch the money onto a bird because they're both alive, right? The kisp of a oaf, tavaru mini damim ninu. They're both alive. Avo asiris eifa lav mini damim ninu. It doesn't have any blood in it. It's not alive. I would have thought ilo kasev kra mechatoso gabe oaf. Wouldn't have said chatoso havamina. I would have thought ki hifrish maz lekino. You put away money for birds. Vehem yanu, and then you got poor. Lo maithi asiris eifa. You can't bring asiris eifa. You know why? Delav mini damimu. Because it's not money. It's not alive. Ella, Maisi Asiris Eifa Menabese. You have to spend more money and buy more flour from your house. For Halein Moz, for Afish Yipilu Nadava. And the money you already set aside for the bird, you have to spend that money on a different Nadava. Adahachi Hadar, Ksivka Chatoso, Gabeov. That's why it says Mechatoso. Remember, the Hekdish, the Makdish Ov, Nami Maisi Asiris Eifa. That even if you're the Makdish and Ov, you could still end up bringing, you could use that same money for flour. Okay, it's very easy. Fahaki kamar, ki hifrish, ki mafrish lasiris eifa, you set aside money for flour, vadamaisi, and while you're bringing it, heshir, you got rich. So nosif aleyen, venaisi oaf, bring an oaf. Heshir, you got even more rich. Nosif aleyen, venaisi kisu zira, take, bring more money and buy a sheep or a goat. Umaytai maksiv al chatoso, gabi asiris eifa, so why say al chatoso? Di kasev al chatoso, gabi oaf, if it only would have set it on there, I would have thought, ki mafrish mos lekino, if you set aside money for your birds, the hashi got rich, who the mosif alehim? That's what you add on, umaiti kispa usiira, and that's what you have to bring on a sheep or a goat. The tarvayu mine damim ninu, because they're both alive. Avol mafrish mos lasiira is the eighth of the hashir, but if you set aside money for flour and you got rich, ilo hashir tuva naisi ov, the hashir tuva naisi kispa usiira, then you got rich, you bring a bird. You got very rich, you bring a sheep or a goat. V'halein mo'ot afresh liyablu l'davva. And the money that you set aside for this flour, you have to eat that money, you have to lose it, right? Adahachik siv kra, ba'adein, chatos ba'ashiras, v'dalos, mechatoso. That's why it says it by rich and poor, v'chatoso. V'gab be'dali dalos al chatoso. And by very poor, it says it again. L'bedarish k'dekaminon. To learn all these halachas, that all the stages are interchangeable. You don't have to bring more money from your house. It's all good. Okay. Amar Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Oshia, Mitame Mikdash Oshir. If a rich person got tummy, and he's supposed to bring a sheep or a goat, but he's cheap, he has the money for a sheep or a goat. He has the money. V'hishahifrish Cain, and he sets aside a bird, right? Why do you do that? Because he's cheap. Lekav shaso for his keves, then the henny, and now he became poor. So now it's okay. He had this crazy case. He could afford a sheep, but he didn't buy a sheep. He bought a bird. That's the wrong thing to do. And then on the way to bring it, he becomes poor, and now the bird's valid. Va'ani howel what? A pair of birds. Howel v'nidche yidche. Since it got pushed off when he was rich and he got those birds, the birds are not going to be brought. He's in the wrong tax bracket. He can't bring those birds. So it got pushed off. Now that he's able to bring the birds because he got poor, it's still pushed off.
That's why he became poor.
That's right. Exactly. Amar Rav Huna, Brej of Yeshua, Sharmin Atlas. We learned three things from here. First of all, he didn't even get the birds. Maybe he just put the money in his pocket. Right. And on the way to the bird store, he got poor. So you learn three things from this. Shamin ha-balichayim nidachim. In other words, whether it got the bird or the money, the balichayim, you have the bird sitting in you, they're in a bird cage. And you bring, you walk into the base of the and two birds in a bird cage, and then your wife calls you, by the way, we just lost all our money, we're poor now. Oh, I have the birds anyway. You can't use them. Balichayim anidachim, they're pushed off. Number two, kedushas dam nircha. And if all you had was money in your pocket, that's also pushed off. And number three, v'duchim me'ikara, have a dichoy. Even dichoy me'ikara, right? They're pushed off, they didn't even do anything. They're pushed off from the beginning.
$30 to buy a bird, and then you become poor. You can't use that $30.
No. That's it, they're pushed off, no.
And those rejected birds, they still have kedusha?
So that's a complicated story with those birds. It's a good question. It's a good question. Okay? So, dichoy me'ikara, once they're pushed off, havi dichoy, they can't get resurrected. They're pushed off. Masav of Ukva Barachama. Ready for this? Hamafresh nikeva lepischo. If you set aside a female for your carbon pesach, which is something you're not supposed to do. So what is that animal? You can't bring a carbon pesach from a female. What is that animal? So kodem pesach, if it's before pesach, which it is, because you can't bring a carbon pesach on pesach, tira adjet istoev, wait for it to get a mum, v'timacher, sell it, v'yavi b'damea pesach, and with the money, buy a regular pesach. Yolda Zachar, what if that female had a baby? And now that baby is eligible to be a carbon pesach, no? Yolda Zachar, that also, yira achi yistav, v'yimacha v'yidimea, v'yavi b'dama pesach. With the money, sell the baby, even though the baby's a male. That it comes from an ineligible pesach, so it's like a vlada. Sell it, wait for that to get a mom, sell that and buy a pesach. Reb Shimon Omer, hu atzma yukav pesach. No. That baby can be brought as a pesach, why not? That baby can be brought as a Pesach. Shema mina, balei chayim eino nidachin. Right? Balei chayim don't get pushed off. So what was the happening of the balei chayim, that this child can't be brought as a Pesach? Because it stems from a pasul Pesach. So it comes from. It comes from the mother's a pasul Pesach. So the baby, so Shimon says, I disagree with that. The balei chayim can't be pushed off. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. So it came from a mother. So what?
Everything comes from a mother.
No, but the mother's a pasul. Amr de Be Ravoshia, Kiamrina le Rabbanan. The question was on the Rabbanan. What? He argues. Le Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon said, Lirale Balechem Enu Nidachin. Balechem, don't get pushed off. The Hagrola Enu Ma'akeves. And on Yom Kippur, I don't need to do another lottery. I do a lottery for the two goats, one for Hashem, one for Lazazel. What happens if one of them dies in the middle? Before I had a chance to go do anything, one of them dropped dead. So we say, get two more, do another. Says Reb Shimon, no, I don't hold from that. Get another animal from the street. Go bring one over here. You have to do another lottery? We did a lottery already. That's a hagrola, girl. You don't have to do another one. Eino ma'akeves. Detanya. Meis echad mehem. One of them died. Maybe chaveiro. Shalom hagrola. Bring one without doing another lottery. You don't have to do another lottery. We did a lottery already. David Reb Shimon. Alma, what does he see when he holds? Kasavar balechem eni dachem. The balechem not pushed off. The live animal here, sitting here, didn't get pushed off because its pair died. No. The Hagrola in a Makavis and then Gorel's not even Makiv.
I don't think we learned that in Tamura. Tamura was that we buy two more.
Right.
That's a unique opinion.
The way it came out.
There's a unique opinion. Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He's allowed to, he can say what he wants. He's allowed to say it. That happens to me. It's a minority opinion. Right? Amr of Chista. Brand new topic. Amr of Chista. So when you buy the two birds, by the way, one's a chatas and one's an ola. Which one's a chatas and which one's an ola? Which one? Says of Chista.
Sorry, can I just, before we...
Yeah, before we leave, yeah.
At what point is something that you've designated become rejected? If, for example, I say, well, I'm going to have that female goat as my korban pesach, and then your friend says, well, you can't do that because it needs three males. Is it already too late, or could you say, okay, well then I'll make it as another?
So it depends what you did. You donated it as a carbon pesach?
No, you just designated it. Without.
What does designated mean? What does that mean? That's the key question. What does that mean?
You just take it aside from your flock.
So that's probably nothing.
Probably nothing.
But it has to be an actual donation. That's something already.
Okay, it's your pesach. You don't donate that. You bring.
So what he wants to know, what do you mean bring?
Right.
I set it aside. What do I do with it?
Right.
So he wants to know exactly at what point. So I'm about 100% sure. At some point, it's already too late. They're already considered.
Put it aside is
Right, right. That's the thing. You put it aside without being mekadesh it. You just put it in by itself. Which isn't, right. So I'm not exactly sure what you do. It's a fair question. I don't know. New topic. Amar Chista. Eina kidim misparashas. How do the kidim get decided which one's a chatas and which one's an ola? Ella ibel kichas bailim. When the baal buys them, that one's a chatas, and that one put a sticker on. That one a chatas. Put a sticker on that one an ola. And if you don't do that, you don't put stickers on, then basias kohen, then the kohen gets two birds, and whichever one he does for the chatas becomes a chatas, and whichever one does for the ola becomes an ola. Right? I'm Rav Shiva Rashi, my time with Rav Chista. Why do you say that? It says, Diksiv v'lakha shtei torim, v'asa ha-kohen. It says, v'lakha shtei torim, and v'asa ha-kohen. Ibalakichas bailim, ibasias kohen. Either one. Meisvei, 1 second. It says like this, we just learned, Vaso chatos, hagorel osachatos, vein hashem osachatos. When you have a lottery, which one becomes? 1 second. Yeah. It says by Yom Kippur, vaso chatos, right? Vaso chatos, ein hashem osachatos. Calling it chatos doesn't mean anything. Do whatever you want, right? Vein kohen osachatos, and the kohen also doesn't make it into a chatos. How do you make it into a chatas? Lottery. Nothing else. Shiachov alo dinu. I would say it's a kal v'chomer. Uma makom shelo kodesh hagorel kiddush Hashem. Right? When there's no gorel, how do you decide which one's a chatas? By calling it a chatas. There's no gorel. By a woman gets tummy, a baby has to bring a chatas and an ola. Which one? How do you know which one's a chatas, which one's an ola? If there's a gorel? No gorel. That one. When the owner says it. So makom sheikadesh hagorel. So when you have to have a gorel, ain't no din sheikadesh Hashem. Shouldn't it for sure work that I can just do it without it? Talmud lomar vaso chatos. No, hagorel osachatos ve Hashem osachatos. Katani shame dumi de gorel. So calling it a name is the same thing as a gorel. My gorel la belakicha v'la basia. So when it comes to a gorel, it's not the lakicha, and it's not the asiya. It's the gorel. Af Hashem, so to Hashem designating it, Nami la b'lakicha v'la b'asiyah. And it's a kasha on Rav Chista, who says either asiyah or l'kicha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, hachi kamar. Right? Ma makom shalo kidesh hagorel b'lakichas b'ailim u'b'asiyas kohen in a place where you don't have a gorel. Ma makom shalo kidesh hagorel. Like every other case, b'lakichas b'ailim u'b'asiyas kohen, it works with whatever the Kohen says, or whatever the owner says. So Kiddush Hashem, so just designating it, I b'lakichas bailim, right? Either by the owner, I b'asiyas Kohen, or by the Kohen doing it. Kan, but on Yom Kippur, sheikadesh hagorel, shelo b'lakicha v'lo b'asiyah, but on Yom Kippur, where you don't do that, you don't have the gorel does it, regardless of what you said, regardless of what the Kohen does, so shouldn't it be the same kal v'chomer? Just we said it in different words. Shouldn't it be that it would work without a goral? So we, in other words, Yom Kippur is different. Next. No, in other words, Yom Kippur only works with the goral. But every other case it works, but I can just say what I want. That's a chat, that's an ola, I could designate it, or the coin could retroactively decide. By Yom Kippur, it's different. It's not a Kashi Yom Kippur.
So if one dies, you have to
get two more. Yeah.
You have to get a new pair.
Correct. Okay, next. Meisvei. Betame mikdash oni, shehifrish moz lakino. If you set aside money, a poor man, for your birds, v'hashir, become rich. V'yachakach omar, eil lechatasi, v'eilu lo'olasi. And then you say, that's my chat, that's my ola. Mosif umevi chavaso midmei chataso vein mosif umevi chavaso midmei olaso. So I already said that's my chat, that's my ola. Now I got rich, I have to bring an animal now, so I could add on to the chatas bird. But only by birds you bring an ola. By animals you don't bring an ola, you just bring a chatas. So I have two birds here. One's a chatas, one's an ola. Now I got rich, so I add on to my chatas bird. I'll sell that one. I'll add on to my chatas bird, but I don't add on to the ola bird. Okay. Vahacha. No, but to add on the money, the ola bird now out of the picture.
You don't bring it.
You don't bring it. Easily designated. Because you got rich now.
But it comes
cool. I don't know what happens. He asked that before. I don't know what happens to it. But the point is, you're not adding on money for the other ola bird. Why are you bringing ola bird and you only bring one animal? Did the Rishonim talk about that? But why you bring an ola bird?
You bring one animal, one bird, and what you
bring? No, you bring one animal. You don't have money for an animal, you bring two birds. Why two birds and one animal? That's not for now. So, v'ahacha, d'leka lo l'kicha lo asiya. There was no l'kicha, there was no asiya. V'katani, mei v'chavasa, mei chataso, v'lo mei mei olaso. Right? You only bring from the chatas bird and from the ola bird. Right? So, z'kashan of chista. How did we decide which was a chatas and which was an ola bird? How did we decide that? No one did anything. Or Rav Shesh says, "Petisra v'stisa matkanti." You think that Mishnah makes any sense? That Mishnah makes no sense. Diktani, the Mishnah is a broken Mishnah. That brisa, it's a broken brisa. Diktani v'hashir, it said you become rich. V'yachakach amar. Then you said, "What do you mean?" Then you said, "Amar v'lazar, amar v'oshia, betame mikdash asher shehavi karbonani lo yatsa." We said we started off the daf. If you a rich man that set aside birds, that's worthless. So what do you mean? You had birds, and then you became rich, and then you said, ooh, that's for the ola, that's for the chatas. That doesn't make any sense. You can't do that. No, maybe you said it when you were still poor. When you were still poor, you said that. So see, same thing over here. You said it when you designated it. And according to him, according to Rav Chaga and Rav Oshia, that you can, even though you're rich and you designated poor birds, it works. What's he going to say? Tani v'yachakach lakach amar. He said it. What? Tana changed the mission to say v'yachakach lakach. After he took it v'amar, then he said it. Fine. Said that that's going to be for an ola. That's going to be for a chatas. Meisvei. How about this? Mitzora oni. A mitzora is an oni. Shehevi carbon ashir. Yatza. If a poor man kills himself to get the rich carbon, that's okay. But yatza asher shahavi carbon ani lo yatza. But if a rich man brought a poor carbon, it's not yotze. So to yofta de Rav Chaga said it's okay. You brought the wrong carbon, it's okay. See, it's not okay. Amar Voshia amolach shani gabi mitzora dimir rechman azot. No, mitzora is different. By a woman or a man has to bring two birds, you can't do that. But by a mitzora, it's different. Why it says zos? Then if a poor mitzvah brought a rich mitzvah, it should also be no good. It's true. Hahadrei kra toras. The Torah comes along and says toras achas, which sounds like it's okay. Vatanya toras l'rabas mitzvah ani shehevi carbon asher yatsa. That it includes a carbon ani, and he pushed himself to buy the rich carbon. It's okay. Yachal afilu asher shehevi carbon ani shiyatsa. Tamadlama zos. So I would think the other way around. It says zos. V'leilef minei. Learn out one from the other. Right? But just like, if one doesn't work, why does the other one work? Amar kra, im dalhu, ven yodam masegas. If he's poor and he can't reach to buy the rich carbon, to buy the poor carbon. Mitzoru hu da asher shevi carbon ani hu da lo yotza. Only a rich man who brings a poor carbon is not yotze. Avo matame mikdash asher shevi carbon ani yotze. But a regular matame person that has to bring the rich carbon and brings the poor carbon, said Rav Chaga, it's okay.
That's his
guy. What?
That's his opinion.
That's his opinion, which we don't hold like. Right. Okay. Whew. Okay, last Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer, Kivasim, Kodmin Esoizim. Everywhere in the Torah, B'chol Makom. It always says the Keves before the Ez. Always. Yachal, but may shame Mechubar Mehen. I would think it's because they're better. It's better to do that. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, one place, Vehevi, first is Vehevi Karbonos Seiras Izim. It's in Vayikra Perak Dalit. Then it says, Vim Keves Yavi Karbono Lachatos. If you want, you can bring the Keves. It's the only place where it says it the other way around. Malam Mechashneim Shekulim. They're both the same. They're both equal. There's no Milo, there's no Chumra, there's no Hidr. It doesn't make a difference. Okay? Torin korban levnei yona b'chol makom. The word the Torah always comes before the yona, b'nei yona in Torah. Yachal, I would think b'nei shehem mechubar mehen because it's better. They're better. It's a better thing. Talmud lomar it says vayoledes uben yona or tor lachatos. It switches the order. Malamed shishneim shekulin that they're both exactly the same, right? Ha'av kodem le'em b'chol makom. It always says father before mother. Okay. Yachal, I would think they said shekibur av kodem al kibur aim because the kibur of the father comes before the kibur of the mother. I would think that's the reason. Tamid Lomar, that's why he says in one place, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tiro'o. The mother's first. Why is she first? Malamed Sheshneim Shekulin. That they're both equal. They're exactly the same. Avol Amru, but we say, Avol B'Chachamim, the Chacham said, Ha'av Kodem Le'im B'Chal Makom, that the father comes before the mother anyway, B'Bnei, because Shehu V'Imo Chayavin B'Kavod Aviv. You're both Chayiv in the Kavod of your mother. In the Kavod of your father. Right? What? A mother has to serve her husband, and you have to serve your father. Since you both have a chiv on your father,
he comes first.
What if they're divorced? Then they're the same. Exactly the same. They're exactly the same. Rabbi Yonos and Ayub says,
she has no more obligation
on the husband.
Correct.
They both have to pick up at the airport and different airports at the same time.
It's a shiloh. Who do you get first? Right. If they're married, you get your father first. And if they're not married yet, you don't know who you pick up first. So
flip a coin.
What?
Flip a coin.
So Rabbi Yonos and Ayub just asked an unbelievable question. Listen to this question. He says like this. He says you should do your mother. Your mother should always come first. Why? Because your mother is vada your mother. Your father's only rove. Rove women are faithful.
Efsher.
No, Efsher. That's a Gemara says that. Rove women are faithful.
Right.
Rove men are faithful. So rove chance is your father. But it's not a vadai. But your mother, I said this before.
Your mother's a vadai.
Because someone was in the room when she had the baby. She saw the baby come out. So that's a vadai. So you should serve your mother before your father, because your mother's a rove.
In that case,
and your mother's a vadai, your father's only a rove.
In that case, if you're not
and Rabbi Yonos is such an unbelievable answer. You know what his answer is? He said, one second. If you're going to serve your mother only because she's a vadai, and your father's only a rove, what are you saying about your mother? You're saying about your mother that she fooled around with somebody. That's the biggest lack of covet for your mother. To accuse your mother of that? What a lack of covet that is. I'm only serving you first because you're a vadai. But who knows who my father really is? It could be some other guy. It could be the mailman. That's such a lack of covet for your mother, you can't say that. And therefore you have to serve your father first.
Wow.
You hear that? Unbelievable part?
Wow.
Such an unbelievable part,
that
no?
That is a
wow. Rabbi Yonos and Ayub said that. I heard that from Eitan Feiner. Rabbi Feiner said it. That's real lumdus. Next, v'chein b'talmud Torah. So through Talmud Torah, im zacha haben, right? Lifnei harav. If his son is zochet to learn by a rebbe, then harav kodim es ha'av b'chol makom. Then even the rav comes even before the father. So if your rebbe comes in from one airport and your father comes in from the other airport, you tell your father, "I'm picking up the rebbe. You take an Uber. The rebbe, I'm going to go pick up." Why? Because you and your father have to give him kavod. What? No, but your father's paying for it. Right? You hear that? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara has nothing to do with this Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan has nothing. Our butts. Well, we still don't know what Kari says. We're not going to know. We're finishing this. Arbat Tzavachos, Tzavcha Bazara. Four times in history, some statement, some announcement, a baskal, let's call it, was made in the Azara. Four times in history. Number one, Tzavacha Ach, that's the first one. Hotzien Mikan et Bnei Eli, Chafni Pinchas. Get Chafni and Pinchas out of here. They were the children of Eli, and they were like not good people. They used to make women. The Pasuk accuses them of sleeping with women. That's not what they did. What they did was, they would not bring the karbanos of women. When a woman has a baby, she has to bring karbanos, and then the karbanos let her eat kachim again, she'd go back to her husband. They would delay those karbanos, make the women wait. So the Pasuk accuses them, like, as if they slept with these women. They didn't do that, but also, what are you doing? So the Pasuk can get them out of here. What are these people doing? Get them out of here. Right? Shtim was a heichel. They're ruining my heichel. Tzavach HaShni, the second one. Pischu Sharim, open up the gates. V'yikanes Yochanan ben Nidibai. Let him in. Who is he? Talmido shel Pinkai. He was a Talmud of Pinkai. Some say he's a Kohen Gadol here. V'yimolei kreso mikachei shemayim. Let him be kachim. Amru al ben Nidibai, they said about him, shayo ochel arba meos gozel, he had 400 birds, b'kinuach suda, as an appetizer. Amru, kol yom avloha yu noser ba'azara. There was never noser. There was never noser in his day. When he was around, there was no noser. There were no leftovers by him. Right? Okay. Okay. Tzvach HaShlishi, the third one. Tz'ush Ar Moshechem, open up the gates. V'yikanit Elishama ben Pikai, let him in. Talmido Shal Pinchas, he was a Talmud of Pinchas, it's the Pinchas. V'yishamesh B'kuna Gedola, let him become the Kohen Gadol. Tzvach HaRevius, the fourth one. Pitzchu Sha'arim, open up the gates. V'otziyu Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai, throw him out. She Mechabed Atzmo U'mavaze Kodshe Shemayim. He was Mechabed himself at the expense of Kodshe Shemayim. My Havi Ovid, what did he do? Have a Karech Shirai Al Yadeh. The Havi Ovid Avoda. He put on gloves when he did the Avoda. I'm not getting my hands dirty, but I'm going to get my hands bloody. I'm not doing that. He put on gloves. He put on gloves, threw him out.
Suspend or expel?
I don't know. My Slikalei. What was his end? So Yanai Malka Umalkasa, Yanai the king and plus his queen, Haviyasvin, they were sitting around. Malka Omar, Gedir Yi, cut off his hand. Umalkasa, I'm sorry, not cut off his hand, we'll get to that. Malka Omar, the king asked, Gedir Yi, what's better, a goat? Umalkasa Omar, Imri Yi, I think a sheep is better. Right, the Mishnah said they're both equal. No chumrah, no hiddur, doesn't make a difference which one you bring, don't come with lumdus, which one's better. Mishnah, the Mishnah said, they're both the same. So the king and the queen had a dispute, no, I say this one's better, I say this one's better. Amra, Nishalel, Ishbar Barakai, the Kohen Gadol who? He's a Kohen Gadol, he must know. That's what he does all day, eats animals all day long. The Kimle, the Kedera, read that word or not. So Shile, they asked him, Amrule, he told him, Yi Gedi Yoi, I think the basar of a sheep is better, because igdiyoy, if the goat would be better, yasnik lismida, right? We would bring it for a carbon tamid. Vahabid de amri achvo biyade. And he like waved his hand like that, like that's not word, that's not good, right? Like he waved his hand, right? And he was like sort of like embarrassed the king by doing that, by waving his hand. Amalahon Malka, so the king said, Hov Achve Bidei, since you waved your hand, Kutzeliyade Dimina, we're going to cut off your right hand. Yav Shochada, so he bribed the hand chopper offer, he bribed him, and Kitzeliyade Dismoli, they cut off his left hand. Shama Malka, the king heard, Ami said, I told you to do the right hand, and he did the left hand. Like to Lami Liyade Dimina, go cut off his right hand. Amr of Yosef, Yosef said, Brich Rachmana, Baruch Hashem, the Shakla Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, Limatrifase. Right? He got his punishment. He wore gloves. And look what happened. Both his hands got cut off. That's why this is here. Because they asked him which one's better, and the Mishnah said they're both the same. Whole random tangent about this. Amar Vashi, Falahavi Tonile, didn't he know the Mishnah? Did Nan? That's why it says in one place, eat him first, then it says, V'im keves, they're both the same. Didn't he know that? Didn't he know the Mishnah they're both the same? Right? Ravina Amar, I feel him ikra nami lo kara. He didn't even, forget that he didn't know Mishnah. He didn't even know Psukim. The Ksiv, it says, im kesev, im eis. Right? It says, im kesef, im eis, they're clearly both the exact same. And he didn't know that. That's a tragic story. We don't want to end on a tragic story, so we end on a nice story. Okay? Amar Rav Yelazar, Amar Rav Chanina. Some people say this every single day. Tamidi Chachamim, Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Tamidi Chachamim bring peace to the world. People think the opposite. They're kanoyim. They make problems. Just the opposite. They bring peace to the world. Shenemar, like it says, V'chol Banayich, Lamude Hashem, right? All the, how do you translate Banayach? All the children of Hashem. V'rav Shalom Banayach, right? And it builds a lot of peace. Al Tikri Banayach Ela Banayach, right? What should it say? It should say, it builds up,
Builders.
The builders bring peace, right? And this, that's the end of the Masechta. And this memra appears, it's at the end of four besechtas. And the abbreviation is Bonayich. The Beis is Brachos, the Nun is Nazir, the Yud is Yevamos, and the Chaf is Krisos. The Marsha says there's a reason why this member said, but only those four Masechtas. Doesn't give why, I don't know why that is, because I didn't have a chance to look up the Marsha. Only these four Masechtas, that it's Bonayich, that Tamid Chacham bring peace in the world. So, Hadron Allah, Hamevi Asham Vesigal Sechtas Krisas, Hadron Hamevi Asham Vesigal Sechtas Krisas, Hadron Hamevi Asham Vesigal Sechtas Krisas, and we have 5 minutes to spare, so we can take Karbanos. And we'll pick up tomorrow.